that maybe he wanted to test them. Evil eat for them to be a raya de Rochese. And if he won't eat, so then to be a raya, not a conclusive raya, that they retracted, that they didn't retract. But if they eat, so he thought, then I'll have the proof that the Rochese. So the answer is, David Foshiti is in Gdushin, and David Foshiti is in Gdushin, that there is no reason either if you misaleh somebody to behave an avere that doesn't involve maishisa, just a bit of mitzvah. That's in Gdushin, the machlekes between Teisves and David Foshiti. Oh, yeah, help.
But if the food is not the type of food which you require a bracha, then there's no lifnei iver anyway.
Every type of food requires a bracha. Every type of food except treifas nevelis.
No. But it's not the food, not the type of bracha that requires you to sit in the circle.
But if it's pas, it's pas.
Suppose it's berein of, you know.
Suppose it's grapes.
It's fruits.
What?
It's fruits.
So then there's no raya, but apparently they ate. Pass, not just pass, or they drink wine, or pass a barbecue, something that requires a cake, requires a...
Right. Yeah. So suppose they didn't make a bracha, right?
So then there wouldn't be any rye. Why not? There's still a good rye.
But they were still not allowed to eat.
That's right. I mean, they're not allowed. It's not there if they eat.
Practically, they would not eat.
That's right.
So now, what's the answer?
What do you mean, there's the answer?
So I don't understand how you answer the question.
I'm telling you, don't let me finish.
No, I heard your answer.
No, you did not hear yet, because
you said about,
I didn't show the machlekes in Gdushin between Teisves.
But that's just the source, but the idea, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, let me...
But wait a minute, but even your idea, I don't see how it's going to lead to anything.
Well, so you'll see later on, a few minutes later.
No, because you want to say lifnei iver, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You want to say there won't be a problem lifnei iver. But
yeah.
Who cares about his lifnei iver? But still, they are not allowed to do it anyway. Never mind for him that he was not supposed to put them in.
Why never mind? Rav Nachman is also Yisrael.
Okay, so you took care of Rav Nachman.
Yeah.
But let's worry about them, the guests.
About them, so there is no problem, because they knew they were Shluchim Mitzvah. So, there was no problem altogether of them. The problem was with Rav Nachman, not with them. They were completely innocent, beyond any suspicion. They were
No, but he didn't know that
they were Shluchim Mitzvah. So the question is, how did Rav Nachman...
Okay, that's one question.
Yeah.
But there's another question. When Rav Nachman saw them eating in the sukkah,
yeah.
True, he was not over the Easter of Lifnei Iver.
Because they are not lying.
Right, but when Rav Nachman sees them eating in the sukkah, that should be a good proof for him that this... sukkah that they retracted. Otherwise, how can...
So why does the Ritva have to resolve the fact that they made a bracha?
That's right.
Without the bracha, let's say he didn't see them make a
bracha. That's right. So what's the
answer? That's the cash. You don't let me know.
Yes, so you gave the answer.
I did let you.
Your answer is...
But you don't let me finish it.
Your answer is because there's no problem of lifnei iver.
Okay, all right, let me finish
But that's not sufficient.
Well, wait 5 minutes, so then we'll see if it's not sufficient or it is sufficient. I think it is very sufficient. There is a machlekes in the Gemara, the Gabi Kibdav, or Yusuf Kibdav, of Machilei Mashkeil, is Mishal Ben or only Mishal Av. In other words, is a son mechuyev to spend money on Kibdav, even though the father has enough money of himself. If he doesn't have, so then, without kibbutz avis, we have to spend 176 dukkim. And he called it rishonim. If the father doesn't have and the son has, so he's machuyev to spend money on the father, not only because of dukkim, but also because of the mitzvah of kibbutz. And the machlekes between the amoraim or the mishalav mishal ben is only in a case where the father has money. Let's say the father is a millionaire. And the son also has money. The son is also a millionaire. And the father says to the son, you know what? I would like to have a better apartment. The carpet, everything. I'll feel more comfortable. Why don't you buy for me a nicer house? The son says, Papa, you'll pay for it. He says, oh no, you'll pay for it. You are my son. So there's a machlekes in Gemara, whether the son is machuyev to do it, or the son is not machuyev. You are laughing, but I have many cases like it. Many cases like it. Yesterday I had a shaila of a boy here, a very nice boy. He's an acclaimed film and Shia. So his mother came to Parash Tshuva. Originally, she married her husband in Argentina. Then I came to Mitzvahs. But then, for the Ashpoy of the son of the student now, in a flimmer dream when she here. So he became Mitzvah. Then he was Mashpia from the mother. And then the mother became very observant. And then the husband didn't like it, so he divorced her. And then the one with the student here was 10 years older. So they moved to Cincinnati, and the mother opened up a kosher bakery. And the mother married someone who is not observant. And that someone also divorced his wife. And he has a daughter, and he has a son-in-law. He's an agent for the sports companies, and he makes every year $2.25 million a year. So now the husband is very sick. He has Alzheimer's in the initial stage. So the wife has to engage someone 24 hours a day. She's busy in the bakery, you know. She has a Shema Shabbos bakery. So somebody has to take care of her husband. So she engages someone, and she has to pay the alofi, and she gives everything. The son-in-law is a millionaire. He's a member, an officer in a conservative synagogue, and he doesn't want to pay a penny. So I told him I'll call up the conservative rabbi. And there is an Orthodox rabbi, Rabbi Bolt, the Mushbach of Mishkir. And I'll ask Rabbi Bolt to talk to the conservative rabbi. Anyway, so you see, there are such things. I mean, the daughter would say to the husband, listen, you better pay for the aid, you know, 24 hours, which is like a drop in a bucket, you know, for them. Imagine he gets $2 million and a quarter of $1 million every year, doing nothing. He's an agent, doing nothing. He's not even a coach, or like a coach. He has to say something. He just makes money, you know, just like that, passive, not the kumbase. And he's so rude and insensitive. He doesn't want to give a penny. And the wife of his father-in-law has to work like a slave, day and night. So his father, I think he's the only Shema Shabbos baker in Cincinnati. So you see, there's such a thing. So
is there's father a Tokfe?
What?
Tokfe Abba?
What Tokfe Abba?
Is it possible?
What?
Can the father legally moan if the father has money of his own? Can
according
the father
to
legally
Mandoma, yes. The one who says Michel Ben, and according to Mandoma, Michel Ab. So if the father has money, The son is not mechuyev to spend his money. But he can tell the father, you give me the money, you have the money. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Shalo es Rableza, Adichan kibravei, Omalem kibish yitla amiki, Vizerkenu yam vifonov, Veini machlim. In other words, the chiyu of kibravein is so great that even the father tasted an amiki that has thousands of dollars, and he throws it into the yam, so the son does not scream at the father. So, be amret, mishalav, my nafkilimine. If you say mishal ben, so it means if he takes the amiki of the ben and he throws it into the yam, the son shouldn't scream at him. But if you say mishalav, so it only means that he throws his own amiki. Who cares? Let him waste his money. So the Gemara says, the whole year, even if he throws his amiki, but he's destined to Yashni, some mele, it's a raya from this Gemara that it's Mishalov, and it's Mishal Ben. The Ravune kora siroye bam fe rabbe brei. Ravune tor godim in the presence of his son. And he wanted to test him, to discipline. In other words, ordinarily, if a father acts like that, he cares for him. So the son will react and will start screaming against the father. So Ravune wanted to test him. So the Gemara asked the Kashe, Omar, Ezel Arze Yerotach Eloi Rotach. I'll see whether he reacts by screaming against me or not. So the Gemara says, how could he do it? Vidum Rotach, Vikovar Av Nivel Sitnich. Hamakiz Mea Gotel Yishai Mi, the Gemara says in the Gotel, the Tamsit, the Rebbe, saw a father hitting a grown-up son, so she was nodding, and the Chachomim were not missiles on her neither, because Amsit Rebbe was the Haimat Rebbe. She was an Isha Chachom, or she was Shifat Nines, but she was an Isha Chachom. So he said, well, neither how they do that. So he said, Gemara says, Dikam Mochel, Haf Shemochel, Fedik Vidimoch. So this is the Kashi, Monefech, if it was Mechel Yikre, so what kind of a test is it? He's creating Mechel, some Mechel, what kind of a test? He's not Mechel in Kibbutz, because the father was Mechel. So Taisa says,
it's a Metzius.
What?
I thought the Metzius, a psychological test, not a halachic test.
No, it's a lie test, not a psychological test. Chachomim were interested primarily in halachas, not in psychology. They were not psychiatrists, and they were not involved in clinical psychology and in diets. So Taisa says, Vitzor Chlima Shiridiyei Kedem Lachayim, Shiridiyei Kmin Schavim Lechav Sahazir V'Ola B'yodi Psatle Doma Likamim Ferik Vasre Shetzorach Mechilei Kapon. In other words, Taisa says that Chavune told his son Rabbi, listen, I'm going to take the most beautiful clothes that I have, and I'm going to tear them up in your presence. You should know that if you scream at me, I'm here. I don't care. So the question is, how is that deterrent? So then the Gemara says, as deterrent, for the Kashi, the Gemara, how did he do it? He was evil of Nida. No, he was not evil of Nida. Why? Since he was not evil on the Yisar of Kibud Aveim, but only on the Aveir of Nischav Melech of Sachazir, so it's a Raye, so then it was a test. Because if he would scream, so then she would obey there and not tell him that he was Nechon Mishpavet. So then Rabune would be Varfi. The Ritva mentioned the same Kashi in the name of Tesfis. He said he didn't tell him, because if he told him what kind of a test would be, it's perfect. It's a curious thesis. In other words, he test, even though we told him what kind of a test is it. If you tell your son and the country, well, certainly today, not only it wouldn't be a test, it would be inducing the son to be chutzpedik to all his father. The father tells him, listen, I'm going to do something that will aggravate you, and you'll probably start screaming. And what I'm meichel to you for all the screaming in the world. But Yisman Chazal, Yisman Rishim, so youngsters were not so independent as they are today. So mainly it was it. The Ritva is Chalik and Pesach. And the Ritva says, in such a case, they wouldn't believe me either. If he didn't tell him that he's made, that, I mean, if he didn't make him, so then it wouldn't be a question of Pitom Yitzvah Kibudabe. Then it would involve an Isser, or Makle Olin. So because, besides the Chiyuv of Kibudab, which only involves a Pitom Yitzvah, there is an Isser of Kibudab, of Makle Olin, if you scream as a father. So then you are included in the love of all Maklorime. In other words, you talk to him with chutzpah. So it's an Isa. But if you are Mechel, even if you don't tell him, so then he's Mechel of Vede, so there is no mitzvah of Kibudavim, he's not either. And the Chiyuv of Kibudavim, and he's not either, and the Isa of all Maklorime. But he's also, he's only Eivir, and the Aloche of Nischav and Lechel Psachazir, the Olav Yodik Satle, since the son Rabbi, the son of Rabune, didn't know that the father was Mechlin, so he was Nischav and Lechel Psachazir, the Olav Yodik Satle, so the Gemara says, Tzorch Mechiles Lichalikapon. But that doesn't involve any Maizis. Gemara learned it out from the Parashi, in Matis, but the Shem Yislachlo. In other words, if the Baal was made for the Neder of Mesiris, and the Isha didn't know about that, and because of that, and still, even though she didn't know, she drank wine. So, but the Shem Yislachlo. What can a virgin she do? After all, the Baal, she didn't know about it, but the Baal was made for the Neder. So, Mimele, she wasn't either an Isa, she was not in zero in any way. Like any other woman, she was allowed to eat wine. But since she didn't know that the Baal was made there, so she had Kavonis to do an Isa. So Mimele, the Gavri is a Chayte, he saw a Kavon, but there is no Maisi Isa. So since there is no Maisi Isa, so Mimele, there is no Rifnira. So it's a machlekes between the Tesis and Dushin and the Ritva in Dushin. As to whether Yisayeh de Ma'avere in a bitl mitzvah not in my Sisa. That in an Avere that the Gavra becomes a Chaitik, but it does not involve in my Sisa. According to Tesis, you are able to be there. And according to the Ritva, you are not Eveya, Lifneida. Not everything. But when some male the Ritva in Shittos, why does the Ritva in Sukkah say that the reason is why Rav Nachman had a proof that Rav Chisde, that Rav Nachman who didn't know that Rav Chisde was Shulchan Mitzvah, so he retracted, is because if he didn't retract, he wouldn't make a broche. He wouldn't make a broche. And since he made a bracha, and Rav Nachman didn't know that he was Shulchan Mitzvah, so he was convinced that he retracted. But suppose he didn't make a bracha, then there wouldn't be any, Rav Nachman wouldn't be in a riot. But the question is, why wouldn't be a riot at all? Why did Rav, there wouldn't be any riot? How did Rav Nachman do it? The answer is, over there, it's like in a story. Somebody comes in to buy a pair of tzitzis, a talis cotton, or a real talis, and then the Chesforim shows him, here is a talis, beautiful talis, but it's kosher tzitzis. And here is a talis, not beautiful, but kosher tzitzis. And he says, I don't care kosher tzitzis, kosher tzitzis. I'll buy the beautiful talis. So mele, it's following the machlekes reshenim, whether there is litmi either in a bit of mitzvah or not. But suppose the Mechasvorin tells the Jew who buys, who is not knowledgeable, he doesn't know what tzitzis is kosher, what tzitzis is possible. He doesn't know anything, but he's a good Jew, and he wants to buy a talis kosher. And the Mechasvorin shows him a talis, and the buyer says, a beautiful talis, is it kosher? He says, of course it's kosher. You think I will sell? Okay, talis is not kosher. So then according to everybody, to be very meager. Why? Because then it's not gorua. Then maybe he's a shimigenes. Or if he puts his stumbling block before an iver. So now the Rambam is from mitzvahs, says that the business to either is no malchus of iver because it's a lavshik chlos. Why is it lavshik chlos? Because it contains many isra. And isra not to put a stumbling block before a blind person. And isra not to mace in isra from Genes. And isra not to say iver. So it's chinuch. The chinuch says navata. As to why there is no malchus of neither, because it's a lot shame in mice. So the Minchas Chinuch has the cash against the Chinuch, and he has the cash against Rav. Against the Chinuch, he has the cash. Why is it a lot shame in mice? He unleashed it, even a high Lidaneach, or Kishael Nozes, not in mice. It's a real mice. And against the Rambam, he has the cash. Why is it a lot shame in mice? We say Chol Adam is Lash Bechores because it implies different issues. And we are not to eat the Achilas and say on the Hamidil Dishvichadu. And the Misa shall Echol be a pain of pain if she's eating Apsho. Even though there was Shchitah done in the Behemet, but the Behemet is still in Fachasis. So he cuts off a leg from the Behemet and eats it. And he eats the leg that was cut off while the behemoth was still alive, but had a shrit. Or Sanhedrin, she holds an effect in the demons. Someone in Nisa, they are not allowed to eat anything or to drink anything. So it's different in Israel. One Nisa has nothing to do with Nadris, but here it's one Nisa not to be machi. So there are all kinds of Nisheli. There is a mirshul miladalmen, there is a mirshul milishmai. So why should a mirshul milishmai be gorua than a mirshul miladalmen? It's a bigger mirshul milishmai. So why is it lashon? So the answer is, if the isa of Meshit Kisiyayim Nozir would apply only to a situation where the nozir doesn't know that it's wine. And another thing, it's water, because it's white wine. You know, there is such a thing as white wine. It looks like water. So then it would be the same issue as putting a stumbling block before a blind person. And Masha is it. But there is a loche that even when another begs you, please, I'm very thirsty, even a kisyai. And then, in order to accommodate the nausea, this Meshit Kisiyayim is also there. So then, we said the other Issa of Nida to put his stumbling block on Meshit Yitzchak in Genes. So then there wouldn't be Nida. He said somebody, Yehudim, consult Shimon, whether I should make a shutzes with Levi. And Shimon says, Levi is a very shrewd businessman, and he'll manipulate to take out every penny from him. But go ahead, make a partnership with him. So will Shimon be able to leave him? No. It's only when you mislead a person, or you put stumbling block before a blind person. Or suppose you put a stumbling block while the blind person is away and he says to the blind person, you manage a detour, because if you walk straight, you'll fall, there is a stone. You'll not be able to do that. And the Gabi is sure in the Gabi, and in Sahira, there is able to be there, even if he doesn't mislead him. So that's another kind of answer. So Mele is the law, Shebachos. Now it takes a Sarit, and Abizore, Esikash. The Moran Abizore says that you're not allowed in the Gimel Yomim of Neideim Shalaitik Chavi to sell them a something, to the Chavi, something that the pagans use in their religious worship, let's say Bein, because the Bnei Achis Musa had this on. If you sell them Gimel Yomim of Neideim to somebody who is Odukin Abizore, he'll definitely use it in religious worship, so be able to eat. But you are allowed to sell to a wholesaler. A farmer, a Jewish farmer, is allowed to sell many behemoths to wholesaler. Only to a private person is not allowed, because there is a direct seller. But if he sells to a wholesaler, and the wholesaler sells at retail, so then it's nidor lifnei. And the Torah only asks lifnei, not lifnei lifnei. It's the word that pay in a bizar. So this Nidesi Kashi, the price at the end of Nisachas Nide says, Vege Shovan Bechut Shofayim, Leikirenu Linochri, Shemo Yim Keranochri Yisrael. If somebody who has a Vege, in which he knows there is a Chut Shal Semra in the Vege Shal Vishnon, but it's not seen, it's not visible, so you shouldn't sell it even to a goy. Shemo yim kerenu v'yisrael. So what if Shemo yim kerenu v'yisrael? He's still not being our leader. He's a native of the name. So this is really the mature tzisoyim of this always said that when is there a distinction between lifnei and lifnei do lifnei, where the person who is nichshel knows that it involves the nisa. Let's say, when you sell to an Ezekhovi, a behemoth, and you sell it to a wholesaler, and the wholesaler sells it retail. So when the wholesaler sells it retail, he knows it's going to be used. It's going to be used, love it is on. So really he's not misled, he's buying it for that purpose. So then there is a difference between Lufnei and Lufnei and Lufnei. He directs you are and the mean directs you. But here, Bege Shovat Bechut Shoplai, if he sells it to a goy and then the goy sells it to a Jew, and the Jew has no idea that there is a Chut Shal Tzema in the Bege Shal Pishton, or vice versa. So the miller you mislead him, then there is no difference. In other words, it's a Lafshe Becholos. So it is two issues. When do we, one issue is not to mislead a person through a mechshel. So then it's also even the case of lifnei d'lifnei. Another issue that is limited only to mile d'shmaya, to misayed v'avere, so then only a direct siyua is also, an indirect siyua is not. And the same thing we find in Chuvah Rabbeinu with Saul Ashkenazi. It's either in Chuvah Beis or Chuvah Gimel. He says that when the Gemara says that the river is only betrayed by the Nar, the Nozer is on this side of the river, and the Jew is on the other side of the river. If the Jew will not fetch him the Gisayin, the the nausea will not be able to take it. But if the Jew and the nausea are standing on the same side of the river, and he asks, the Jew asks, and the nausea asks the Jew to give it to him, to make it easier, but he could take it anyway. But the nausea wants to rest, so he doesn't want to walk over. So Hadiva, there is no limit. Machlekes Rishayim, whether it's a Nisa Rabbon or Machazik the Avera or not, some Rishayim say there is a Nisa Rabbon, Tesvis, and the Ram says there is no Nisa Rabbon. But if the nausea doesn't know that, but if the nausea doesn't know it's Yayin, he thinks it's water, then of course he's either of neither, even the case of Hadiva Nar. So it's also the same chat. In other words, there are two separate Yisurim, included in Lav Nida. One is there, which implies you're not allowed to mislead someone either, to traffic. So then there is no plot, no difference between Lifnei, between Trevel and Are and Chadir and Are. And another is there, not to be Machshi, not to Misayed, Ravere, without misleading, the nozer is asking you. So then there's a difference between Lifnei, or between Chadivel Nare and Treivel Nare. So Meile, when the Ritva says that by Bitul Mitzvah there is no Lifnei there because there is no Maisi Yisr, so that is only Shayach when you don't mislead. In other words, the Mechas Svarim tells the Jew, this is a beautiful Talmud, which is possible Jesus. So then it's not even either according to the before, and according to the case where it is either. Mashayim came, if he doesn't tell him, he misleads him, so then of course he is able to either. And there is another eye, in regard to Chalameh, there is a Machlekes Rishayim, whether Meloche, in Chalameid, not in the Vavut, not in Tzir Hamoid, is also in the Reis, also in the Rabbon. So there is a Shittes Rishenim that is also in the Reis, and there is a Shittes Rishenim that is only also in the Rabbon. So one of the Reis that Tesis mentions that in Loch and Chalameid is also in the Reis, because the Gemara says in its cotton, you're not allowed to sell, in the Avizor, you're not allowed to sell a behene to a kusim, even though kusim is anything, because the kusim will be mechamer after the behene. We'll do mechamer to the behene. And Loch is also, and even the kind of Loch of Hil Becheres with the share on Chalameh. So it's a raya that Loch and Chalameh is also the Reis, because if it would be also the Rabbonon, so then there is no with neither the Reis. But at the same time, so over there it's a raya, but suppose somebody is machshel another person in a Nisa Rabbanon, so then, and he misleads him, then he's definitely Edelfina. In other words, there are two separate issues. So in Mele, when Teisve says, So it's not because this is Lishitose that even a bitul mitzvah. So, and even in the case of Yishav Lechot Sachazir Bola Biyadib Satle, where there is no Maisi Issa altogether, just the Gavra has a Shem Chayte, the requires Kaporim, so you are able to be there. Because even according to the Ritva, even the Ritva would be made, that in such case, where the Jew is not prized by the Kusim, that Lishoma, Lishem, Matzas Mitzvah. So it's all Zevav Nida. Then you ask what the Kusim believe that with Niver is Kipshutei, and when is Kipshutei, so then so how the faces ask Yishemu Yishomo Yishimatzah Tok Shilat Nilas Nilasho, but here since the Kusi is misleading the Jew by not telling him, so then even according to the Pshutish Omikro, so in the misleading Yari there, the answer is the Kusi Monatcha Shlomli. And the Kusi held that it either only implies a single case of putting stomach back, but any other misleading does not come within the love of the evil sickness.
Wait, really?
Yes.
So coming back to the case of the sukkah,
yeah,
with the ritual, right?
Yes.
So you took care of the problem of looking evil.
Yeah.
But there's another problem.
What happened?
According to Rav Nachman, when he, even if Rav Nachman didn't see that the guests make a bracha, but as long as Rav Nachman saw them eating in the sukkah, that should have been sufficient proof for him that they changed their minds. Why is it necessary for him to see that they make a bracha? Even if he doesn't see that they make a bracha, as long as he sees them eating in the sukkah bread, that means they changed their mind. Otherwise, how can they eat bread in the sukkah? True, he was not overlooked in the Eber, but how did they eat the bread?
So they, because they knew the Shluchim Mitzvah.
Not they, but he didn't know that they were Shluchim Mitzvah.
So he didn't know, so he assumed he'll see. If they
so when the Ritva says that he had to wait around to see that they make a bracha, even if he doesn't wait to see the bracha.
The Ritva doesn't say he had to see. I don't have the Ritva on Sukkah here. But the Ritva doesn't say if he didn't see, then he wouldn't know. The Ritva only says the sin they made a bracha, so then Rav Nachman would have been able.
So why is it necessary for the Ritva to mention bracha? Just the eating itself should be sufficient
proof. No, but it's sufficient proof. But he, Rav Nachman wouldn't be able to either.
True, he's not over Lifnei Yivel. We explained all of that. But the problem is, why is bracha so significant?
Rav Nachman put them in the sukkah because he knew Rav Chizdeh was the Yisrael Kosher. So if he's not Chizdeh, so then
he wouldn't eat in the sukkah.
And if he's Chizdeh,
he eats in the sukkah.
And if he eats, so it's a riot.
Right. But the Ritva doesn't say that.
No, the Ritva says, since they need a bracha,
right,
so Rav Nachman would be able to eat that. That's all he says. That's all he says. You can look it up in the Ritva.
So you haven't answered my question.
So why not?
Because why is bracha so important? It's not the bracha, because it's the eating that's important, not the bracha.
Yeah, I understand, no. The eating is important because Rav Nachman wouldn't be able to eat there anyway, even if...
But who cares about Lifnei Iver? As long as he sees people, Jewish,
yeah,
Jews, eating in the sukkah.
Yeah, but Rav Nachman knew that Rav Chizdeh was a tzaddik.
Right.
So he had the right to put him in a sukkah.
True, but never mind whether he had a right to put him in a sukkah.
Somebody is allowed to put on the table chodosh, and he tells me, this is chodosh, this is yom.
True. I'm not worried about whether he was allowed to do it.
Yeah.
But when he sees the other man eat the stuff,
yeah,
that's enough of a proof.
It's enough of a proof.
But that's not what the Ritva says. The Ritva...
No. You have to look in the text of the Ritva.
Yeah.
The Ritva doesn't say that the fact that they made the bracha is indispensable for the raya that's retracted.
He doesn't say
that? Only in the course of the discussion, he says, since they made the bracha, how does the Ritva know they made the bracha? He doesn't say, I suppose they did, since they are... I mean, so they made
a sukkah.
What?
They were shluchim mitzvah, but they held it. They didn't have to even sit in the sukkah.
So it was. So the Rav Nachman would have been able to eat that. Not that they made the bracha and so Rav Nachman was not Rav Nachman. But if they didn't make a bracha, the Ritva says, then Rav Nachman wouldn't be able. Take a look at the text of the Ritva. The Ritva doesn't say that the fact that they made a bracha was...
Well, okay, let me put the question this way. If the proof has nothing to do with the bracha, right? So why does the Ritva bring in Lifnei Iver altogether?
Why? Because there's a derech of Hashem. The main shemineshings.
In other words, apparently the Ritva is worried about bracha levatala. Yeah. That's the Lifnei Iver.
Bracha we're talking about.
Yeah. Basuma.
Right?
As far as Amitzel Echem Norris.
That you do.
So how can they make Leisha Basuka if, according to Rav Chisda,
they make.
How could they make it?
Because they are Shluchim Mitzvah.
But they can, their reasoning of Shluchim Mitzvah was that they didn't have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah.
That's right. So,
so how could you make the Birka Asher Kishon Leisha Basuka? How could they make the Brachons? They held the Sukkah wasn't a kosher Sukkah.
No. That's no Kashi. Because even though Shluchim Mitzvah are put there, but if you do it, and they felt that this is actually time Shneir.
No, no, but he's asking a good kashi because according to them, this is a pasul sukkah.
So they weren't Makayim. So.
It's a pasul sukkah because.
Yeah, pasul sukkah. So how did they make a bracha on Leishi Basuka? On Leishi Basuka. It's a good question. I wish I had a bit for. Was it that? No, no, you have to go to the center. My impression is that it spells out the Bracha for the Basuka. Unless the Ritva doesn't say that he saw them making the Bracha. He saw them making while it's Basuka. The Ritva, just like a book, says, if they had made the Bracha, then Rav Nachman would have been able to do this. That's what the Ritva says. Mm. He doesn't say that he saw them make a bracha. Mm. He didn't see them make a bracha. But the Ritva says, Rabbi Uche, if they had made the bracha in the Basuka and it's possible to suke, then Rav Nachman would be able to do this. That's what the Ritva probably says in the Basuka right now. Now, just one piece, that one. The Gemara discusses whether Numal Abizore is Shkitosi Asuro or Shkitosi Natasuro. Rabbanon held that the Numal Abizore, if he was Sheikh the Behime, Shkitosi Mitaras. In other words, according to Rabbanon, so a Numal Abizore does not have a din of the Numal Chadrekov. So the Gemara asked the Kashi. Lenin Sayale, Hakel Shoch, that hey on the bay, on the out. Hakel Shoch, after Pussy, after Oriel, after his soil mula. Hi Ore Hadam, Ile Mishimi Shoch, Machmile, Hi Soil Mario, Kuska Nevis. Elpshite Mulawas, in the city, but she soil mula, Hedam, Imola, the Varachair, Hine Mulawas. So why does the price have to repeat? Allah, Mumlab is called Kudrabon, Leila Mabaloch, Mumlab is called Loy. So he's Tosasur. In other words, what does it mean? Kalakifa bofimilchatekuli. The Russian in Sifri is Chmu Avizore, Shekolamilibo, Kikifa bofimilchatekuli. So that is understandable. In other words,
what happened?
Why are you in the pain?
Because I finished discussing the Gemara, the Balak.
Yeah.
And then, so, I mean, I have to go over the whole Gemara of Rabbanan.
We should do it on our own.
That's right, yeah. So the Gemara said, that Balak on the base, the Gemara says, Rabbanan Mashmuel, Yisroel Mumalav is Chodi Mutalachon Shotah.